This weekend, the New York Philharmonic is again in residency at Ann Arbor, brought about by the University Musical Society, or UMS. I got to speak with the UMS new president, Matthew Van Biesen, as well as the conductor for some of this residency, Maestro Leonard Slatkin. And before he became new president of the UMS earlier this year, Matthew Van Biesen used to head the New York Phil, and it was during this time when he first witnessed the partnership between New York and Michigan.
And I remember being here, and they asked me to come and give a talk to some students, which I did, and then Ken Fisher and I spent some time together. And I remember we got together and had breakfast at Zingerman's Roadhouse and basically concocted this idea that we could bring the New York Philharmonic to Ann Arbor quite regularly. You know, the Philharmonic came to Ann Arbor for the first time in 1916. That was before the New York Philharmonic had even gone to Europe. So Ken and I talked about these residencies not just being about bringing the orchestra to come and play some concerts, but the idea that the orchestra would really come, sit down here for a few days, perform main stage concerts, but really create a whole other realm of activity that really helped impact both the university, but also the greater Ann Arbor and Southeast Michigan community.
You may even remember the 2015 residency when, famously, members of the New York Philharmonic played during halftime at a Michigan game.
I don't know that we can top that halftime show event, but we have some wonderful things planned this time that are not just about on-campus activities, but also getting the orchestra off campus, including some events that we call off the grid, which are kind of more intimate, smaller settings, primarily aimed at younger audiences, although we're quite open to audiences of from all backgrounds and ages. So we're really looking at a way to make sure that as many people as possible experience the New York Philharmonic when they're here in Ann Arbor.
But the anchor point of the New York Phil residency in Ann Arbor with Van Biesen's UMS are three concerts in Hill Auditorium. Friday, it'll feature the Phil's music director-designate, Jaap van Zweden, conducting Mahler's Fifth Symphony. Saturday's afternoon concert will be a recreation of sorts of Leonard Bernstein's famed Young People's Concert, featuring his daughter, Jamie Bernstein, and leading Saturday and Sunday performances. That's Maestro Leonard Slatkin.
If you want to get to know Leonard Bernstein, there are five works that you should listen to, because even though they are different, essentially, they are Bernstein's autobiography. There are the three symphonies, the first of which is Jeremiah, dedicated to his father, showing his religious heritage. The second symphony, The Age of Anxiety, which is all about alienation and how people are different, and he certainly felt himself being different, spending a lot of time trying to fit in, or at least have people follow him. The third is Kaddish, which is the Jewish prayer for the dead that's recited, but it's more about Bernstein's continual struggle with his own identity.
And as for the other two autobiographical works, according to Slatkin, maybe that's for another concert series. On Saturday, Slatkin leads the New York Philharmonic through moments of Leonard Bernstein's First and Second Symphonies as part of the Young People's Concert. But on Sunday afternoon, a full performance, which will be broadcast live on WKAR as well, Slatkin will conduct the New York Philharmonic, the UMS Choral Union, the MSU Children's Choir, and soloists, including actor Jeremy Irons, in Bernstein's Third Symphony, Kaddish. Tickets and more information at ums.org. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.